The sun always shines on the wealthy coastal town of Monterey, California. Well, at least it does in the HBO series Big Little Lies, which first graced our screens in 2017. Reality turns out to be a darker affair, however, in the apparently perfect lives of a group of moms played by Laura Dern, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon and Shailene Woodley. Now the series is back in Sky Atlantic and Meryl Streep has arrived in town as a grieving and suspicious mother. Arlene Hunt joins me now in studio to take a look at this. I mean, it's that cast list, for starters. Now, I know television, everybody's saying, oh, television is in a new place now. Film and television, it's an invisible boundary. But what a cast.
Oh, it knocks it right out of the park. Everyone's fabulous in it, like Nicole Kidman. I mean, imagine getting Reese Witherspoon, Meryl Streep, Nicole Kidman, all those people together.
If you got one of them, you'd be delighted.
Yeah, it's just incredible. It's Alexander Skarsgård. It's just a really, really great combination of people, and they play off each other brilliantly. They play off each other really, really well. The characters play off each other brilliantly.
And this is all about, in big air inverted commas now, fabulous lives, fantastic lives. Everything's perfect.
It's sunny, it's glorious, the houses are amazing, everyone looks fabulous, everyone's hair is always done perfectly. It's just this crystallized life that you just look at and just think, my God, I'd love to live there. Except
but
I really wouldn't live there very
bad,
long.
I mean, because obviously they're probably are people who are catching up in season one ahead of season two. But, you know, what kind of lives, what's underneath the surface in the case of these characters?
Well, okay, so you meet them, and when you initially meet them first, you can kind of get a sense of their positioning, because you meet them at the opening of the first series and they're dropping all the children off to school, and they've all got children and they're dropping them off to school, and there's a social jostling for position straight away, and one of the queens of the place is Madeline, who's played by Reese Witherspoon, she is having the time of her life playing Madeline. And Madeline is she's a social butterfly, but she's a queen bee, and she's quite fabulous in her own way, but by golly, I'd hate to be on the wrong side of her. And as it turns out, Renata, who's played by Lorna Dern, soon gets on the wrong side of her, because Renata's feathers are all terribly ruffled because this new girl arrives on the scene called Jane, and that's played by Shailene. And she is not one of them, but Madeline, being the contrary one that she is, immediately takes Shailene under her wing and her little boy Ziggy. So it all gets very tense very quickly.
Right. Now, and into the mix for season two comes Meryl Streep. Let's have a listen to Meryl Streep, because I think it becomes clear very quickly what her particular character difficulty is.
My son is dead, and I want answers.
I gave you answers.
Yes, but you left some things out, didn't you?
You were planning to leave him. And you learned of his infidelity just 10 seconds before he died.
Oh my God.
You know, now listen, before you start saying, "Oh, what have you just told us?" That's from the trailer. So that's what you'll see if you even see an ad for season three, or season two, rather, of Big Little Lies. You've seen three episodes.
I have seen three episodes, and I'm not going to give away any spoilers, because you can hear from the trailer, first of all, that she is not buying what happened in season one. She's not convinced.
So she's not buying the perfect lives thing.
She's the mother-in-law of Celeste. Now, Celeste was the most amazing creation.
It's Nicole Kidman's character.
She's for a lot of the first season, she is the one who you look to and think, my God, what a wonderful life she has. She's married to this tall, handsome, debonair man called Perry. She has two little twin boys, Max and Josh. You know, she's got this amazing house, this amazing life, and you can think, oh my God, you've got everything, except the relationship is toxic. I can't find no better word to describe it but toxic. And so in season two, here comes Meryl riding in.
Mom-in-law.
She loves her son. She loves her grandchildren. But she does not buy for one second what happened in season one. She's not convinced. And she's, you know, she reminds me of Annie Wilkes from Misery. I mean, the character played by Kathy Bates, you know, she's got this buttoned-down, smiling facade, but she's as sharp as a whip, and she's grieving and she's furious. And you just know that whatever happens in this season, when that switch goes, this is going to be biblical.
I'm very excited, and I know nothing about the series. I'm just wondering to what extent, because obviously I've met Laura Dern, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, Shailene Woodley, Meryl Streep. Alexander Skarsgård, with a little mention along the way, is the focus very much here on the women, or do we talk about Did the relationships come into it? Their marital relationships?
Very much so. In season one, Madeline is having an affair, and that there's going to be
Madeline is
Reese Witherspoon's character. Yeah. So she's going to be there. Is going to, because it starts off again without giving anything too much away. Mm. You know, it starts off because it almost moves on from where it ended at the first series, and there's a lot of fallout to what happened in the finale of the first series. A lot of people are very guarded and are carrying secrets. Are you being very guarded
about even saying what happened at the end of the first series?
Well, God knows, probably people haven't taped and haven't quite got to the end of it. So I could just say, for those who have seen it, you understand that there is fallout from what happened.
Yeah.
Most people have seen it, so they all understand that things are not going to go as planned.
Right. And for those who haven't seen it, watch it.
Because
it's worth it.
It's worth it. The finale was terrific. There's a lot of comeuppance, but this comeuppance is going to cost a lot.
Mm. Why is this so good? Now, obviously, I've mentioned the cast, the writing and the direction. I noticed that it's Andrea Arnold who we were talking about the film Fish Tank.
Yeah, Fish Tank. She was Fish Tank. And
Michael Fassbender, a very young Michael Fassbender.
And actually, one of his greatest roles. If you've ever seen it, it's one of the most uncomfortable films I think I've watched him in.
Yeah, he's involved with an
unmarried mother, and
she has a teenage daughter.
Her children.
It's very uncomfortable.
Andrea also filmed some of the Transparent, which was won so many Emmys. It was a really, really popular TV show as well. So she has a handle on how to create darkness.
Right.
And the season one was quite dark in its own way, but it was a glamorous darkness to it all. Like everyone, you know, it touches on so many things that are very uncomfortable. It touches on date rape. It touches on assault. It touches on bullying. It touches on savagery and domestic violence. And at the same time, you're looking at it through this sort of Monterey glow of everything. Like
everything is fabulous.
The beaches are beautiful. Everyone goes for lunch. Their dresses are amazing. So it's really absorbing as a TV show.
So the writing here is obviously right up to scratch.
I think so. And I'd be really interested to see what Andrea does with this because, you know, she has with Meryl Streep on board playing the character that Mary Louise is the name of Meryl Streep's character. With that sort of powerhouse of acting on board unleashed, I'm just very excited to see how this goes, you know, how this goes, because Celeste is so sort of, she's obviously got post-traumatic stress disorder and you can see that, so she's quite buttoned down. But Celeste was quite buttoned down in the first series as well. So I really want to see where these two powerful women are going to clash.
Yeah, so I'm just seeing that the writer here is David E. Kelly, Ally McBeal, Boston Legal, Mr. Mercedes.
Right.
So he knows how to get the dark areas
and keep it kind of humorous in ways, and also to kind of, he knows how to draw back from things so it's not too all encompassing, it's not too gloomy, it's not too grim. But yeah, there will be sparks flying.
Sometimes the joy of seeing the preview episodes is that you have three episodes now under your belt, but then if it's done weekly, you have to wait for 4 weeks
to get to episode four. Right now, and I can't. So that's a bit of a bummer, because it actually ended on. I'm super conscious of not giving anything away, but episode three ended with a boom. So I want to see episode four immediately.
All right, I think you've sold it.
Okay.
Somewhere or other. Big Little Lies begins on Sky Atlantic and Now TV 9 p.m. on the 10th of June. That would be next Monday. So you'll have to wait for a few weeks. Watch it for sure. And if you can get your hands on season one, clearly go and watch that as well. That's Arlene Hunt speaking to us about Big Little Lies.